Sports Sports Patty Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. M. Tone Diggs.
Baby's
food. That man's Bubba Gump Pino. He's Canadian Station's Beard of Wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Saya. Brucey Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
Otta?
Hey, Tony, I think we might have to call Gumpy back.
I mean, I don't know, because it's still fine. You're just like, there's like that much of a lag.
Yeah, I think we should just shoot him a call back.
Let's try it one time.
Yep.
Because it's not that bad.
No, but it definitely made a difference. Tony, I'm doing good, man.
There's, okay, good.
Nothing really to gamble on other than baseball and golf.
Gah!
I don't really know much about either of them, so let's go.
That's okay.
You know? Oh, shit.
What happened there, bro?
I accidentally clicked the button that I click when Gumpy's on the screen.
Lad, how are we?
I don't know.
Good, how are you?
Okay, good. You sound great.
I think it's better now for now.
As always, what, Bruce?
How'd y'all do last night?
Yeah, exactly. We always recap the night before. I both unders hit, but I believe I lost both of the other games.
D-backs, good call on that, Bruce, on the Phillies. Good
yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
The D-backs did come back, but it wasn't until after the fifth inning.
Yep. Ranger Suarez, you know, he's stringing it together a little bit.
Yeah.
Reds. I mean, it's the fucking Reds.
The Reds are just the lie.
Reds all day and twice on Sunday.
Somebody told me they're calling themselves America's team.
Hell yeah.
You can't do that.
Exactly. And that's what me and this person talked about.
The baby Reds?
Don't do that.
Huh? Talking about America's team, how did the Yankees lose last night? That's the only bet that I lost.
They lost in 10.
Yeah, they lost in 10.
Hell of a ball game, to be honest.
Was a good ball game.
Yep. Gerrit Cole was pitching amazing. Verlander was as well, obviously.
Couple studs out there on the
mound. That was probably the best Verlander's pitched all year.
He's starting to hit. I feel like he's, I mean, his ERA is pretty well, isn't it?
He knows when the bright lights, the camera crews ESPN are in the building.
Yeah, I think you can say that. Oh, he's got a 4. He's got a 4-4, so not great this year.
Yeah.
As far as ERA is concerned, but
Yanks were my only loss, so it would be a shame if I parlayed all my picks and then also bet the Yankees straight outside of my parlay and went 0-2, but my picks did go 4-1.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good night.
Yeah.
We're in baseball season.
Yeah, no.
Let's fucking stack them up.
Sounds like you got to get some off your chest here.
No, I just shouldn't have parlayed all my picks together, and I should have taken the Yankees full game, even though that lost in heartbreaking fashion as well. There's something worse about losing than the bottom of the fifth than it is in the bottom of the tenth.
The L in the bottom of 5 is a bit of a kick.
Yeah, it's just such a kick in the nats, and then you know,
because you also still get the updates for the rest of the game too.
Oh yeah,
and then
because you bet first 5, like the updates are still coming in.
Oh yeah,
the game.
Yeah,
like you're seeing that team possibly win.
I'm on my.
It works both ways, though.
Yeah, for sure. The game's still going on, and then you got no action, then you got to reload, get back down.
They should do instead of first 5, do like last 4.
Something to think about.
I guess you couldn't do it, though.
Something to think. We can figure it out. You can live.
It'd have to be live, right?
Yeah, you live bet it.
You got a live model, I think.
But because you can bet fourth quarter totals
yeah.
and like stuff like that in other games, so you should be able to do that.
U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler has shot out to an early lead of 6 under through 13.
Let's go, pretty Ricky. Eight birdies.
He is playing awesome. That was one of the guys that I had pre-flop yesterday. Scotty had pre-flop. He's in the top 5. That's nice. Hovland pre-flop. That's nice. He's top 5.
How do you feel about Xander, obviously, in second, standing alone?
Yep.
He's the favorite right now. Pretty interesting.
Really?
Xander is?
Yeah.
Not Scotty.
Not Scotty. Well, it probably will flip to Scotty very shortly here as Scotty rolls through the back 9. And then, obviously, Brookie.
Did Scotty start on the front or the back? Do we know?
We get a putter report on Scotty?
It's a good question. I haven't really been able to watch the broadcast yet to know if he's got a new one or not yet.
Scotty started on the front.
Okay, so the back is, we have been told, is harder. Xander, Scotty's 550 and Xander's 500.
Yep. Also, this course just like, obviously they made it as hard as possible. It's just not as hard as like Winged Foot or
No. I mean, anytime you head out to the West Coast,
you know. The third hole is a fucking thrill to watch.
So is the 300 yards.
You see that one shot the guy hit where he chipped it like
No, I haven't.
And it rolled back down.
Fleetwood's one over, so that's not bad. I mean, that's T32 right now. The only one that is not playing well that I have right now is Hatton. He is four over.
Is Hatton in it right now?
He's four over. I mean, it's not great. It might be depending on what happens. I mean, he's still got tomorrow and stuff like that. But
call me crazy. I think DeChambeau might do something here.
You feel good about it?
Yeah, I do.
I could do a 450% cash out right now on Ricky.
I would just ride Ricky right now. But Gumpy, what freaks me out is like with all this fescue and stuff, Bison is one to get himself into some hot water around the greens.
Oh, yeah.
And he does struggle chipping out of that thicky.
At the first sign of trouble, Bryson will go up and play.
Like one bad chip and he'll just make a nine.
You get one bad line, you're
he'll be bad ste- and he'll be steaming.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong about even?
Yes, last I saw.
That's fine. I mean, he's fine there.
Just, you know, doing a loop.
Just doing a fucking loop.
Dan Lowry even. Adwin even.
Siwoo's two under.
Siwoo.
Sepp Straka's
Tommy
one
Fleetwood one over.
Yeah.
And Brookie Cookie lying in waiting, getting ready to tee off.
He is.
He might just rip a six under and say, hello.
I also I'm on the West Coast and I don't like the start time.
Oh, you don't like the start time?
No. This is the best you wake up fucking golf sun right away, dude. I'm sitting here waiting for it to start.
Yeah, today. I'm loving that on Sunday night it's gonna be fucking 10 p.m. and I'm gonna have to stay up to watch the fucking end of the
game. We will be putting our feet up Sunday night.
Yeah, and timing wise with no other sports, it is kind of that perfect prime time pick me up.
It is
true.
When I was in my younger days and going out on the weekends, fucking Friday, Saturday, and the U.S. Open's on it, fucking when you're out at the bar, it's pretty cool. It's not bad, especially when there is no other sports on. So yeah, I mean, I think I'm just gonna stick with my current bets going into the weekend here, except for Rombo. I saw, so good for Rom. Okay, I believe he started 0-for-5 or 0-for-6 hitting fairways, and he's still even. Like, that's, if he could get that figured out.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's fucking Rombo. The rough ain't gonna fucking stop him. Hey,
you're right.
He's the best player in the world in all phases of the game, Tony.
Oh, not Brooks?
No.
Okay.
Not Brooks.
And not,
I got a,
not Scott.
I
got a
Brooks has Brooks. Been just nailing fairways, Brooks, though. When he starts
Brooks
missing fairways.
He's going to bang on us again here this weekend, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
I feel
it in my plums.
It's like he's in his absolute bag right now.
All right, you want to do baseball? Because we've got some games starting here.
Let's go.
Yeah. There are a ton.
We got the Nations League tonight.
There are a ton of games tonight where...
Not a great board.
No, where like the pitchers have the same exact ERA,
yeah,
or same exact expected ERA, like very tight, and then it's hard to find an edge, an angle tonight.
I think though, when you have those ERA toss up feels, sure, that it's a good night to lean into the records and just kind of,
okay, yeah. There's nothing wrong with just taking the better team sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start real quick. If anybody else has any of these, feel free to jump in real quick on a money line parlay with Atlanta against Colorado and
are the Rays what you're looking for?
It is the Rays. it is the Rays. It is the Rays. I couldn't remember if it was the Rays or Minnesota, but it'll be the Rays. I mean, the Rays got their win last night. Maybe this run by the A's is over. You know, they had their World Series game the other night. So I'll do an Atlanta and Rays money line parlay. But Is anyone taking anything Rays and A's straight up or anything like that?
I am going to take your parlay, Tony, and also add in, I'll raise you the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Nice.
I wish. The Minnesota Twins. I wish it was the Timberwolves playing tonight. Three-way parlay plus 210.
Three-way parlay plus.
My money line parlays and ball have not been slapping.
I'm going to, you know what? I'll jump on. I'm going to do the same exact as you.
Oh, here we go, boy.
Let's add the Twins.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone straight up Rays and A's? Anything?
No.
I'm not betting any of those games, actually.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, I mean, they're all heavy one way. Nola goes against Ryan Nelson. I thought about taking the Phillies, but I can't trust Nola on the road.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm on the D-backs full game plus 1.5. I think it's a little mispriced, honestly. You know, Nola's been struggling. Nelson, obviously, is another four guy. It's kind of that exact spot we were talking about where even ERAs, Phillies are 500 and the Diamondbacks are well above that.
Okay. Detroit's in Minnesota. Obviously, I took Minnesota here as part of the money line. Sonny Gray's just really good at home. And Minnesota's they've won four of the last five.
First five, minus a half.
Okay. Colorado's at Atlanta. Freeland goes against AJ Smith Shaver, who's like a 20-year-old stud, I believe. This is where I put Atlanta in the money line.
I'm out.
Okay.
Two names.
Yeah, fucking hyphenated.
Hyphenated two names, righty. Like you got to be a lefty with the hyphen.
We'll talk to him about it one day. Great pitching matchup. Shohei goes against Valdi. Shohei, his last two starts haven't been his best, so this worries me that I am going to take the Rangers and Valdi. What did I get it at? First five, minus 118 on the Rangers.
Hell yeah. Nasty Nate, Rangers first five, money line.
I don't like going against Shohei. But.
Shohei? No way. Texas Rangers play of the day.
No, POD on the Rangers.
That was good.
It was written.
Oviedo goes against Stroman. Stroman has the better ERA, but the Cubbies, let me see here, let me get it right, are 30th. That would be dead last against right-handed pitchers over the last month. They have taken the first two from the Buccos here.
Sweet.
Oh.
I thought about going Cubbies tonight, but I don't trust their bats.
I'm on Cubbies first five money line.
Okay. You too? Or?
I strongly lean to the Buccos first five plus a half, but I haven't been really betting the series. So
yeah, I feel you.
I don't feel like I have a good read.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Gore goes against Christian Javier. This has actually been a close series. Stros.
You see the walk-off last night?
I did. A little controversy. I'm not touching anything here.
What was that?
You taking anything?
Astros first five minus half.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that should have made it into the Blue Chip Parlay Express.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
I do.
Let's see here. Speaking of really good hitting teams, Cleveland and San Diego go tonight. Logan Allen, Ryan Weathers. This was an under last night for me, but I'm going to stay away today.
Yeah, I couldn't find a side on this one.
Yeah. And then the last game of the night, White Sox are at the Dodgers. Dylan Cease versus Michael Grove. Cease has the better ERA.
If the White Sox get a game in this series, it'd be this one, but I mean, I'm not going to bet it.
Yeah, me either.
They won last night.
White Sox won last night.
That's hilarious.
Kershaw? Fuck, they beat Kershaw?
8-4.
Jesus, fuck.
That's hilarious.
And for that reason, I like the Dodgers tonight. Minus 150 full game. I'm not playing the first five, though, with CeCe boy out there.
Yeah, I think I like the White Sox here getting a half first five with Cease on the bump.
Yeah, it does feel like a bit of an arbitrage where, like, it's tough to say you hate the White Sox first five plus a half or the Dodgers full game money line.
I hear you.
Yeah, I just a guy trotting out a guy with an 8.28. I don't know. Geez.
Yeah, I mean that'll happen. All right, so I'm on.
It's at home.
Money line parlay. Rays, Twins, and Braves, and then I got Rangers first five.
All first five, Twins minus a half, Cubbies money line, Rangers money line. Stros minus a half, White Sox plus a half.
Simple little three-piece here. I'm on the Diamondbacks plus 1.5, the Texas Rangers minus 120, and the Dodgers minus 150 full game.
Hell yeah.
Okay. It's good to know. Fucking good. Hey, it's good to know, boys.
Is that really the the only sports that we have right now?
Yep.
No. We got the Nations.
Oh yeah.
We got the fucking CONCACAF Nations League, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is it Italy's right now? 1-1. Halftime.
Tony. So we're talking CONCACAF, okay?
Talking CONCACAF.
We're not talking fucking
Immobile, you got a yellow.
We're not talking UEFA.
VR.
CONCACAF here.
We're talking CONCACAF.
In Sin City, dude.
Give me fucking give me
Tony hates Italy.
Give me Canada and fucking US.
Yep. Me too.
All right. I'm in Canada.
Only way to do it. That line switch on that U.S. Mexico line.
U.S. playing Mexico. Who does Canada playing, Gumpy?
Panama. U.S. Mexico were both plus 160 on Monday. They're what? U.S. is even money right now.
Plus 115, but yeah, pretty much.
They have to win, and that means they have to win in 90, right?
Yep.
Fuck.
I don't see the. Do you see the just to advance anywhere? I don't.
I do not either.
I don't either.
So is that?
Is this an aggregate situation?
No, because I think
the one finals, game and then the finals on Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah.
We always own this, right?
Do they like not do penalties? It's just like extra time till you net one or something.
Hey, you see who the
golden goal?
You see who the favorite to score? Being an anytime goal scorer for the game is for U.S. and Mexico.
Yeah, young lad.
Fucking pumped.
Is Pulisic playing?
Yeah.
Pulisic is playing?
Yeah.
Is this tonight? When is this game?
Tonight, 10 o'clock.
10 p.m. Oh,
dude, my Pulisic carp's
like, 10 o'clock kickoff.
Tonight, 10 o'clock. Classic 10 o'clock USMNT versus Mexico kickoff.
Wait, who'd you say the favorite was?
Valorant.
Young kid who took...
The Brit.
Valorant, yeah. Balogun.
Balloon.
Why isn't it prolific?
He does not play off the American team.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, he's born in America that last name.
Yeah, the choice between the British team, where he probably wouldn't get a ton of burn, and the USA side, and he picked the USA side.
Fucking yeah,
always confused.
Tell you what, a lot of guys have been doing that lately. It feels good, and fucking Vieira's.
I can't wait to see fucking BJ on the sideline.
It's not well tonight. Yeah.
I am stoked for BJ, dude. He's a master tactician.
I also love that Berhalter thinks he's... The way that tweet was sent out, that he turned down a job because he expects to come back to the U.S.
Yep.
Like, you're going to expect a lot of things, pal. I think your time might be up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is Gio Reyna playing?
No, you know, yeah. Let me see. We have the 11s haven't come out yet. You know who's
gonna be, I need to see the
who's going to be the coach.
Who?
Fucking Patrick Vieira.
You want Vieira? He had a bit of a stint with Crystal Palace for a bit. He had him gone.
I mean, anyone's better than no one, right?
We don't have no one. We got BJ Callahan, and I'm sick of everybody treating him like Parks Frazier. This guy's got a legitimate shot at taking over full time.
I fucking what like Parks. What are you Parks, talking dude?
About, Bruce?
BJ Callahan is the future of U.S. soccer.
We'll see.
Okay, hold on. Let's hear it. Let be ready for his fucking coaching career.
Yeah, great. He's a storied assistant.
West. Huh? The Ursinus Bears.
Yeah, they won the cup.
Where's
St. Joseph's Hawks women?
They won the cup.
Hey, that's a great program.
Villanova women.
I think they won the cup.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Philadelphia Union.
Villanova was
cup winner.
Great club.
Every team he's been on has won the cup.
I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath that BJ is going to be your fucking head coach, dude.
Well, he is tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to see his fit. It better be top tier.
Ricky and Xander currently 3 and 4 shots ahead of the rest of the field. They'll come back. There will be a regression to the mean, I believe so.
I mean, a Ricky wire to wire would be so crazy.
Because I got a nice ticket on him. That'd be nice. I haven't won a fucking golf outright in a while. And I did round robin this week, so hopefully Hatton doesn't fuck everything up. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Picks Friday.
Picks Friday.
Nice little baseball slate. We're gonna have our weekend U.S. Open bets. We're gonna have a full slate of MLS.
Oh, we got lacrosse.
Maybe I'll try to dig up some college football information too. See what else we got in the fucking book.
Get in there, lad.
We got.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn. Damn.